Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 13th of July. In aviation news, Ryanair Group CEO Michael O'Leary said approximately 80% of its fleet was now flying, with the carrier operating up to 75 to 80% of normal flights across almost all of Europe. Mr. O'Leary added that the two markets which are slightly behind are UK outbound leisure and Ireland. IATA senior economist Ezgi Gulbas reported global air travel sustained its recovery in May 2021, although it remained down 62.7% compared to May 2019. The increase in air travel is lagging the rise in consumer confidence in OECD states, with a strong domestic air travel recovery but weak international travel. Airbus CEO Guillaume Faury said all signs point to growth for the aviation sector after the coronavirus, as flying fulfills important social and economic functions and people continue to want to travel for personal and business reasons. Mr. Faury said he did not share a gloomy outlook for the future of business travel, although he acknowledged that the recovery in business travel may take a little longer than in personal travel. Tourism Fiji has just announced the appointment of Brett Hill as its new Chief Executive Officer. Mr. Hill was recently Executive Director of Marketing for the South Australian Tourism Commission. Tourism Fiji Chairman Andre Villon said, "We are delighted to welcome someone of Brent's calibre to this critically important role, not just for Fijian tourism, but for the Fijian economy." Brent shone through in the extremely rigorous recruitment process initiated and conducted by the board. For a CEO to lead Tourism Fiji in these unprecedented times, where international tourism activity has been zero for over a year now, his proven expertise, experience, and ideas for the industry's revival are a perfect fit for Fiji's current requirements. Qatar is adding 105 new hotels and serviced apartments to its already extensive portfolio of properties as the country gears up to host the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022. A few hotel openings on this year's horizon include the Pullman Doha West Bay, the JW Marriott West Bay, and the Steigenberger Hotel. Each of those new hotels will contribute a unique amenity or experience to Qatar's 103 property strong portfolio, which is made up of nearly 32,000 room keys. Mr. Akbar Al-Bakir, Qatar Airways Group Chief Executive and Secretary General of Qatar National Tourism Council, "These upcoming properties are part of our strategy to diversify our offering and broaden our appeal to visitors. We are pleased to expand our global tourism offer in line with Qatar National Vision 2030 and provide travellers with more options to experience the very best of Qatar." The islands of Tahiti, French Polynesia, are ready to welcome British travellers as from the 19th of July, as double vaccinated travellers will not need to quarantine on their return home. Antigen tests are now being accepted on arrival into French Polynesia, as well as PCR tests, offering more choice to travellers. Most in-destination restrictions have now been lifted, including a curfew. Hotels and restaurants are operating with normal service, as are activities and excursions. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.